The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Welcome to Grace in Focus, the podcast broadcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Today, Ken Yates and Catherine Wright, father-daughter duo, are continuing their highlight survey of Romans, and we come today to the 8th chapter of Romans, and what a chapter it is. How do I avoid the consequences of sin as a believer? What is the secret of successful Christian living? Well, Ken and Catherine will be gleaning some answers from this great chapter, and I hope you'll stay tuned. That's in just one moment after I tell you about our website, faithalone.org, a great website for free grace resources and a place to find out more about us. You can listen to these podcasts again and again through your podcast source of choice, and we'd love it if you'd give us a good recommendation, put a thumbs up on it. That will help this podcast to find its way to many other people. So please help us with that. Now let's get into our discussion for the day. Here is Ken Yates and Catherine Wright.
And boy, oh boy, are we in a great chapter. All chapters in the Bible, of course, are great. But Romans chapter 8, man, oh man.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. In Romans chapter 8, Paul is going to give the secret of successful Christian living, which we've argued is really the main theme of the book of Romans. How do we avoid the consequences of sin? As a believer, we know we're going to be in the kingdom forever. We've believed in Jesus for eternal life. Or as Zane Hodges talks about in his commentary, deliverance from wrath. Sin brings wrath into my life. How do I do that? We saw in chapter 7, it is not by the law. We do not produce life, we might say the fruit of the Spirit, by the law. And now Paul's going to give us the answer. He says here in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, by the way, we could talk about every single one of these verses, but we'd be here. We would be here for 800 podcasts. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to try to
hit the if there is something that we don't touch on, because there's so much here, you know, and you have a question, send it in to us at Faith Alone, and we will maybe do some follow-up podcasts when we're done with this series to specifically answer any questions.
Okay, he says in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Now, most English translations stop right there. They don't have the second part of verse 1. But the King James Version and the New King James Version do, and the majority text does, where Paul adds, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. But the good news is, even if you don't go with the majority text, Paul says the same thing in verse 4. Mm-hmm. So it really doesn't matter. And John Niemela did a few years ago a session at one of the conferences where he talks about this, that even if you don't accept the majority text, that last part of verse 1, that's what Paul's point is. And Zane Hodges, in his commentary, there is now no condemnation. The word for condemnation is katakrima, and it doesn't mean, a lot of people look at verse 1 and say, what Paul is saying is, people who are in Christ Jesus are not going to go to hell. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. But that's not what Paul's talking about. In Romans 5, 6, 7, and 8, he's talking about Christian living. And so that phrase there, he's talking about those who walk according to the Spirit. Again, he says it in verse 4, and there's no doubt that he says it in verse 4. So what he's saying is there's no condemnation to those who walk according to the Spirit. And Zane points out in his commentary that condemnation there means I no longer have to serve sin. And we talked about that in our previous podcast, that with the resurrection of Christ, he has sent forth his Spirit, and now we can walk by the Spirit, and we no longer have to serve sin. We no longer have to walk according to the flesh. Or as Paul says in Romans chapter 7, you've died to the law, and now you've been united with Christ, and that's Paul's point there.
Through this whole series, we've been arguing that this is sanctification, right? We're dealing with how to live the Christian life, and what we see even in this passage, just to kind of further that argument, is just in the simplicity of the word walk. He's talking about walking, what is walking? Is that a salvation term? Is that a salvation from hell? Do we have to walk with the Lord, walk in the Spirit in order to receive eternal life? No, that's not a requirement. That would be works-based ultimately. So Paul is speaking to believers and he's talking about how to walk the Christian life. How do we do that? Is it through the law or is it through the Spirit? And in this case, well, obviously we're arguing that it's through the Spirit, but also just kind of emphasizing that we're dealing with a process. We're talking about transformation. How can I experience a life that's pleasing to him as I continue to walk with him?
And it's walking by the Spirit. Unfortunately, most people come to Romans and think that Paul is only talking about how to go to heaven.
Right.
And that is a tragedy.
It is.
It is unbelievable how that twists what Paul is talking about. He's talking about, and that's why when you get here to verse 1, they'll stop. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. If you're in Christ Jesus, you're going to go to heaven. No, Paul's talking about Christian living. And so we really hope to pound home this idea that no, this is not telling people how to go to heaven. It's talking about how we should live once we know we're going to be in the kingdom of God. Another thing that we just need to stress a little bit more here that maybe we haven't done enough is the law is not bad.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul says that in chapter 7. The law is good. The law is not the problem. The problem is that as believers, we still have the flesh, and in our own power, we're not able to keep the law.
Mm-hmm.
So if we try to keep the law as the means by which we gain fruit, mm-hmm. that we please God, we're going to fail because our flesh is not able to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not able to do it. So
the law cannot penetrate to my heart. The law cannot transform us inwardly.
And that's why we need to live by the inner man.
Mm-hmm.
The law does not provide the power to keep the law.
Mm-hmm. It can show us what is right and wrong.
Right. And that's why it's good.
Right.
It shows us what's right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But we cannot produce life in our own flesh by keeping the law.
And Paul basically in verse 3 here, he says, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. So earlier in chapter 7, he answers the question, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. Obviously, the law is not sin. It's good. It showed him what was wrong. It showed him that covetousness was bad, for example. But it did not have the ability, because of the weakness of our flesh, to make Paul less covetous. He still was struggling with this.
Yeah, and using that example, could you imagine you're reading the scriptures and it says, okay, you shall not covet. So you say, okay, I'm not going to covet.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to make sure I don't covet tomorrow.
I'm really not going to covet.
Okay.
Or I feel like another one is humble, right? It's like, yeah, okay, tomorrow I'm going to be humble.
There
I'm really going to.
That's right. I'm going to practice being humble. You can't do it.
Good luck.
We're hoping that when they hear people use Romans as just the Romans road and how to go to heaven, that it grates on your nerves.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Just an illustration. I woke up at 4 a.m. last night because our smoke detectors were going off, and it was that really high pitch at 4 a.m. It woke me up just out of a dead sleep. It is so grating because there's no rhyme or reason to when the beep is going to go off, and you cannot sleep during it. Like, there's no way I was going to fall back asleep. So I shake my husband and I'm like, the alarm's going, you know, that's beeping.
Which is amazing because he's still asleep.
He was still asleep, which is just bonkers to me. And then, so I tell him, I'm like, it's beeping. He was like, I hear it, but just go back to sleep. I'll fix it tomorrow. And I was like, go back to sleep. There's no way I can sleep through this. We have to get up. And then immediately, all of the other alarms started to beep as well. So it was like 6 or 7 of them going off all, you know, randomly. I just think that in a way, that's how it is with Romans. There's just so often you hear people talking and it sounds fine, but then they'll just, this really loud beep will go off.
When they try to make it all about salvation.
Exactly. When they try to use these verses just completely out of context.
And it's grating. You know, we were in Romans 6, for example, you know, the wages of sin is death. Oh, if you're an unbeliever and you're a sinner, you're going to go to hell.
Right.
Or here in Romans 8, there's therefore now no condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
Once you see it, once you understand Paul's argument here that he's not talking about.
Or in chapter 7, where so many people will say that this is a description of Paul before he was saved.
Right.
Because he died, but then you point out he said he was alive and then he died. So
he's talking about himself as a believer.
Exactly.
So what we're hoping is everyone who hears this podcast, when they hear people talk on these verses and say it's all talking about how to go to heaven, that it's like that little smoke detector beeping in your head. You're like, that's driving me crazy. Yeah. I can't accept that anymore.
Yeah.
Paul is talking about living the Christian life. Remember, he ended chapter 7. Who will deliver me? He's talking as a believer. Who will deliver me from this body that I live in so that I can produce life, so that I don't produce the consequences of sin? And the answer is, walk according to the Spirit. The Spirit is the answer. It's an inward transformation. I was talking about our church, the passage here in Philippians, the kenosis where Christ emptied himself. It was brought up that you can keep the law, but still not be humble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can keep a list of commandments, but to become humble and to think of others is better, that has to be an inward transformation.
I've been in the Beatitudes, and you think about being pure of heart or being a peacemaker or being meek. You're not going to be able to produce those attributes by following a list of rules.
That's right.
If anything,
it'll do the opposite.
It's going to do the opposite.
Absolutely. Yeah. You'll be proud. And he says here, verse 9, if the Spirit of God dwells within you. And now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. His point there is that every single believer has the Spirit of Christ, mm-hmm. and they can live according to the Spirit. Focus on Christ and ask the Spirit to transform you into that image. That's the answer to Christian living, according to Paul here in Romans chapter 8.
Isn't that good news?
It is great news. Mm-hmm. It is full of grace. And remember, keep grace in focus.
Bob Wilkins' book, Turn and Live, The Power of Repentance, is available right now at 50% discount to Grace in Focus listeners at faithalone.org. Get half price through May 30th, 2023, when you use the discount code word REPENT. That's at faithalone.org. Would you be interested in some free ebooks on topics you hear on this program? Well, if you are, you need to come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On the site, we've got all kinds of free materials. But one of our popular options is our free ebooks on a range of subjects. They're designed to help you mature and grow in your understanding of the faith and Scripture. So come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We are so thankful for our financial partners who keep us on the air. Every gift is tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can give, go to faithalone.org. Would you like to have a chat with Dr. Bob or one of the guests here on the program? Let me tell you how to reach out to the team. You can get us on our email address, which is radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On the next episode of Grace in Focus, Romans 8, 12 through 17, you have a choice to walk by the flesh or to walk by the Spirit. Join us again right here on Grace in Focus. This is the Grace Evangelical Society reminding you to always keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.